Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here with my esteemed partner in the art of trivia, a true maestro of knowledge and wit.
Good evening, esteemed guests, and a splendid welcome to our remarkable audience. Did you know that 135 nations are currently delving into the realm of central bank digital currencies? And who might be leading this pursuit, you ask? Why, none other than China.
Leave it to you to start off with a clever little fact.
I say, I thought I'd introduce a rather novel topic for discussion today.
Ladies and gentlemen, brace yourselves for an intellectually stimulating evening. We have a scintillating lineup for you today, delving into the fascinating world of global CBDC exploration. And who do you think is leading the charge? None other than China, firmly positioned at the pole position.
Here's a rather unexpected tidbit for you. It appears that there's a hefty prison sentence being proposed for Sam Bankman-Fried, the former CEO of FTX. Can you believe it? They're talking about a potential 40 to 50 years. That's the equivalent of two lifetimes, I say.
Quite the interesting development, I must say. It appears that Binance is raising the bar with their token listing requirements, a move that seems to prioritize the welfare of their investors, wouldn't you agree?
Quite the intriguing development, I must say. It seems that OKX is discontinuing support for Tether trading pairs in the European Economic Area. Even the titans of the crypto world are feeling the pressure of new regulations, aren't they?
An intriguing development indeed. And for all our Starbucks aficionados, prepare yourselves. They've shuttered the beta platform of their NFT rewards program, Odyssey.
Alas, it's rather disappointing, isn't it? No more digital coffee cups for the time being. But just picture this, a Starbucks central bank digital currency. We could very well find ourselves settling our lattes with digital bucks.
A world where coffee and crypto collide, quite an intriguing concept. So my dear guests, do stay tuned as we delve into these exhilarating updates. Keeping abreast of the latest in the crypto world, are we?
Absolutely. I've been closely following the saga of Sam Bankman-Fried, the former CEO of FTX, the now-defunct crypto exchange. It's akin to a real-life thriller, I must say.
Indeed. U.S. prosecutors have recently submitted their sentencing recommendations for him, and it's quite the tome. They've lodged a 116-page memo with Judge Lewis A. Kaplan.
That's quite the tome, isn't it? So what's the crux of the matter?
Quite the intriguing development, I must say. The proposal on the table is a rather hefty 40 to 50 years behind bars for Bankman-Fried, allegedly due to his involvement in the collapse of FTX. This unfortunate event led to losses for over 1 million investors, totaling a staggering $10 billion.
Goodness gracious, that's an impressive array of charges. I've heard that he was indeed found guilty on all 7 criminal counts leveled against him, including wire fraud, money laundering, and misappropriation of customer funds. Quite the legal conundrum, I must say.
Indeed, quite right. His sentencing hearing is scheduled for March 28th at the Metropolitan Detention Center in New York. He's been residing there since Judge Kaplan revoked his bail last year.
And what of his legal representatives? Pray do regale us with their stance on this most intriguing affair.
Last month, they proposed a prison term of up to 6.5 years. Their view is that a fair sentence would fall within the range of 63 to 78 months. Additionally, they are of the opinion that he should not be compelled to make restitution or forfeit any assets as part of his sentencing.
Fascinating. And what are the prosecutors seeking in this intriguing affair?
The prosecutors are seeking quite the hefty sum from Judge Kaplan. They're pressing for Bankman-Fried to forfeit over $10 billion, proposing that the funds be allocated towards FTX's bankruptcy proceedings.
That's quite a substantial sum, isn't it? And what's the backstory behind this intriguing turn of events? How did FTX find itself embroiled in such a predicament?
The saga of FTX, once the illustrious third-largest crypto exchange, took a dramatic turn with its Chapter 11 bankruptcy filing in November 2022. The downfall was precipitated by allegations that Bankman-Fried utilized customer funds from FTX to offset losses at the affiliated Alameda Research. These funds were purportedly diverted to finance political contributions, invest in other enterprises, and acquire opulent real estate. Quite the intriguing turn of events, wouldn't you agree?
Quite the captivating tale. It's akin to a plot straight out of a film. I'm rather intrigued to witness the unfolding of this saga.
In the realm of finance, one cannot ignore the seismic impact of digital currencies. It's almost as if we've stepped into the pages of a futuristic novel, wouldn't you agree?
Indeed, it's akin to a scene from a futuristic novel, isn't it? However, it's not all about hover cars and teleportation. digital currencies such as Bitcoin are truly revolutionizing our perception of money.
Absolutely spot on. It's not just Bitcoin, you know. As of January 2021, there are over 4,000 cryptocurrencies in existence. It's akin to an entirely new cosmos of currency.
Goodness me, 4,000? That's more than the number of stars I can count in the night sky. But how exactly do these digital currencies operate?
An excellent query. It's rather intricate, but let's endeavor to simplify it. Envision a colossal public ledger where each transaction is meticulously documented. That encapsulates the fundamental concept behind blockchain, the technology underpinning the majority of digital currencies.
Ah, so it's akin to a colossal public ledger of wealth. But one can't help but ponder the potential risks, can they? I mean, what if an individual were to breach this ledger?
That's where the brilliance of blockchain shines through. It's crafted to be secure and tamper-proof. However, as with any technology, it's not entirely foolproof, you see.
Quite intriguing, isn't it? If you're contemplating delving into the realm of digital currencies, do ensure to conduct your due diligence and comprehend the associated risks. It's a prudent approach, wouldn't you agree?
Indeed. We're here to guide you through the intriguing realm of digital currencies. Do stay tuned for more captivating discussions. RCDI. You know how we're always discussing the untamed frontier of crypto, don't you? It appears that the sheriff has finally arrived in town, at least over at Binance, the prominent figure in the world of crypto exchanges. Have you heard about their latest maneuver?
Absolutely. I've been closely following this development. It's akin to an unexpected twist in a futuristic tale. Binance has opted to implement stricter regulations for projects seeking to introduce new tokens on their platform. It's all part of their grand strategy to enhance investor safeguarding.
Quite right. Astonishingly, there was no grand proclamation regarding this move. They simply commenced the implementation of these more stringent regulations towards the end of 2023, choosing to inform potential token listing projects verbally.
Indeed. It's as if they're adopting a rather elusive stance, but here's the intriguing twist. These ventures are now required to adhere to a lockup period of up to a year, a substantial leap from the previous six-month prerequisite.
And for our esteemed listeners who may not be familiar, a cliff period denotes a duration during which these ventures are prohibited from selling tokens due to a portion of the total supply being locked up in a smart contract. It's akin to placing the tokens in a temporary state of reflection. Furthermore, they are required to furnish a security deposit.
Absolutely. Once the cliff period concludes, the smart contract commences a gradual release of tokens, akin to the slow drip of a coffee maker. And to ensure fluid trading, market makers receive a designated portion of tokens.
And Binance is requesting a greater allocation of tokens for these market makers in certain instances, correct? It's all about ensuring there's an ample supply of liquidity, you see.
Absolutely spot on. According to a Binance spokesperson, the security deposit serves to safeguard investor interests and manage unforeseen circumstances. It's akin to a safety net, providing a layer of protection. However, they remained rather elusive about the specific size of the deposit.
But not everyone at Binance is particularly enamored with these changes, are they? There are murmurs among some executives that it could potentially dent the exchange's profitability and add an unwelcome layer of complexity to the token listing process.
Quite right. Crypto exchanges have often faced criticism for their lack of oversight when it comes to new token listings. It's not uncommon for certain projects and market makers to offload substantial amounts of tokens shortly after they debut on the market, which can result in smaller investors losing out.
And Binance has certainly faced its fair share of challenges, hasn't it? They found themselves on the hook for a staggering $4.3 billion fine from U.S. authorities in November 2023 and made a firm commitment to bolster their compliance by forging closer ties with regulators.
Indeed. A rather costly lesson, wouldn't you agree? And let's not overlook the predicament of Changpeng Zhao, Binance's co-founder. He found himself obliged to step down as CEO subsequent to admitting guilt in contravening anti-money laundering regulations and sanctions in the U.S. He was further directed to settle a separate $50 million penalty and is prohibited from participating in Binance's management for a duration of 3 years.
It's an entirely new realm within the cryptosphere, isn't it?
Indubitably. It's akin to observing a high-stakes poker match. One can never predict the next move. And to our esteemed listeners, do bear in mind, always conduct thorough research before immersing yourself in the realm of crypto. It's quite the exhilarating journey.
Hector Ichisiasa. You're familiar with our exhilarating escapades in the world of crypto, aren't you? Well, hold on tight, for there's some intriguing news emerging from OKX, the Seychelles-based crypto exchange.
OKX? The one with the logo resembling a spacecraft? Pray do enlighten us with the latest tidings.
Quite the intriguing development, I must say. OKX, the Seychelles-based crypto exchange, has just made a rather bold move. They've announced the cessation of support for Tether, or USDT, trading pairs in the European Economic Area, encompassing the EU and a few other countries such as Iceland, Norway, and Liechtenstein. Quite the strategic maneuver, wouldn't you agree?
Goodness me, that's quite the bold maneuver. But what could be the rationale behind such a decision, I wonder?
They didn't provide a specific rationale, but they did cite regulatory requirements. It's quite timely, isn't it? This announcement precedes the imminent implementation of the EU's comprehensive crypto regulations, also known as MiCA. Quite the strategic move, I must say.
MiCA, that's the markets and crypto assets law, isn't it? I recall coming across it. It's set to impose limitations on the usage of certain stablecoins within the EU, isn't it?
Absolutely spot on. And for our esteemed listeners who may not be familiar, would you care to expound on the concept of stablecoins?
Absolutely. Indeed, stablecoins such as USDT are cryptocurrencies that maintain a peg to another asset, typically a fiat currency. They serve as a convenient means to engage in cryptocurrency trading without the need to convert funds back into traditional currencies. It's akin to having the best of both worlds in the realm of crypto.
Indeed, quite the bold move by OKX. This decision could have a significant impact on the crypto market in the EU. After all, USDT currently holds the title of the largest stablecoin with a market cap of $103 billion. Quite the substantial figure, wouldn't you agree?
Goodness me, that's quite the substantial amount. It's certainly a development worth monitoring closely. And to our esteemed listeners, do bear in mind, it's imperative to stay well-informed and conduct thorough research when delving into the world of crypto.
Have you caught wind of the recent collaboration between MetaMask and CoinLedger, our resident tech guru?
Absolutely splendid. It's akin to witnessing the dynamic duo of the crypto realm joining forces. MetaMask, our amiable neighborhood crypto wallet, and CoinLedger, the Sherlock Holmes of crypto tax reporting, are collaborating to simplify tax reporting for crypto traders, making it as effortless as enjoying a delightful slice of pie.
Sounds rather revolutionary, wouldn't you say? Could you kindly elucidate the details for our discerning audience?
Absolutely marvelous. Picture yourself as a MetaMask user. Now, with just a single click, you can effortlessly import your transaction history into CoinLedger. It's as straightforward as sharing a captivating snapshot on Instagram, except instead of showcasing your best duck face, you're presenting your crypto transactions for tax purposes. Quite the modern twist, wouldn't you agree?
Quite remarkable, wouldn't you say? But I dare say there's an additional layer of intrigue to this collaboration, isn't there?
Absolutely splendid. It's akin to having your very own crypto valet. MetaMask's portfolio, a sophisticated dashboard that consolidates all your assets and activities, is now seamlessly integrated with CoinLedger. It's like enjoying a panoramic view of your crypto kingdom from a lofty vantage point.
So, it's akin to having JARVS from Iron Man meticulously overseeing all your crypto endeavors, wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. And the pièce de résistance is that users who synchronize their portfolio with CoinLedger can effortlessly generate tax forms. It's akin to having a personal tax accountant who works pro bono.
Absolutely splendid. But this isn't merely about streamlining the lives of crypto traders, is it?
Absolutely on point. David Kemmerer, the esteemed head honcho at CoinLedger, has articulated their noble ambition to enhance the user-friendliness of the cryptosphere by simplifying the labyrinthine tax reporting process. Quite the noble endeavor, wouldn't you agree?
That's quite the noble cause, isn't it? And MetaMask has quite the history of forming partnerships, wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely not. They've been rubbing shoulders with the likes of MasterCard, Robinhood, and Revolut to enhance accessibility to their services. And with a user base larger than the population of Australia, they're certainly causing a stir in the crypto world.
Seems like the crypto world is evolving into a more user-friendly realm by the day. Who knows, perhaps in the near future, we'll find ourselves discussing our own crypto portfolios right here in the club. Quite the intriguing prospect, wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. And who knows, perhaps our esteemed listeners will regale us with their own tales of crypto triumph. Quite the intriguing prospect, wouldn't you agree?
our resident tech guru, you're always abreast of the latest tech trends. Have you heard about Starbucks venturing into the NFT realm with their loyalty program?
Ah, a delightful fusion of coffee and crypto, my dear. Indeed, the illustrious Starbucks, purveyor of fine coffee, has delved into the realm of NFTs through their Odyssey loyalty program. It appears they were conducting trials on a beta testing platform for this endeavor. It's akin to infusing an extra shot of espresso into your morning brew, but within the realm of technology.
That's quite intriguing. What was the inspiration behind this program? And for our esteemed listeners who may not be well-versed in the world of NFTs, could you kindly provide a succinct explanation?
Absolutely. NFTs, or non-fungible tokens, are distinctive digital assets securely stored on a blockchain. The Odyssey program was quite engaging, I must say. Members had the opportunity to partake in coffee-themed activities, or as Starbucks eloquently termed them, journeys. By successfully completing these quests, members earned points and stamps in the form of NFTs, all based on the Polygon blockchain.
That's a rather amusing way to accrue rewards. Although I've heard murmurs about the platform being discontinued. Quite the intriguing turn of events, wouldn't you agree?
Indeed, that's accurate. Starbucks has made the announcement of the impending closure of the Odyssey platform on March 31st. The details regarding the potential return of the program with NFT support remain unspecified. It's noteworthy that the platform's journeys will remain accessible until March 25th, and the Odyssey server on Discord is set to cease operations as early as Monday. It's akin to reaching the conclusion of an enthralling tech novel, wouldn't you say?
And what, pray tell, becomes of the NFT stamps that members have diligently accrued?
Ah, an astute inquiry. The NFT stamps shall indeed find their new abode on the esteemed Nifty Gateway platform, which had the honor of serving as Starbucks' technical collaborator in this endeavor. The Odyssey marketplace, where the erudite members engaged in the exchange of their stamps, is being seamlessly amalgamated into Nifty Gateway. Furthermore, the esteemed holders of these NFT stamps have the privilege of transferring them to external wallets and engaging in trading activities on other marketplaces. It's akin to embarking on a captivating digital treasure hunt, wouldn't you agree?
That's quite the odyssey for a coffee loyalty program. It's truly captivating to witness how brands are delving into the realm of blockchain and NFTs.
Indeed, it's an entirely new realm of possibilities. Starbucks initially unveiled this initiative in collaboration with the Polygon Blockchain Network and Nifty Gateway back in September 2022. The beta testing phase commenced in December 2022, although it remained confined to a closed beta without broadening its reach to a larger user base.
Your talent for elucidating intricate concepts is as invigorating as a freshly brewed cup of Starbucks coffee, I must say.
Thank you. I endeavor to keep it as effervescent and delightful as a well-crafted cappuccino. And to our esteemed listeners, do bear in mind that the world of technology is akin to a cup of coffee. It's all about the art of brewing it just right.